Being recorded. And, oh, you do have it.
I forgot to.
Did you print them all?
Yeah.
I think that's all that was on the agenda. So let's see.
Just discussing.
And all the, so we will discuss the annual report. Did you guys all get a copy of it and start looking through it?
Yes.
Okay. So Holly's been starting to work on it and started to highlight, and she has her computer where she can dump tables in and things like that. There you go. Do you need something, Kevin?
I was just looking for my colleagues, but.
Oh.
It's a one man.
They left you to dry.
It's just Laura and I.
I don't know, Kevin.
No complicated questions, Ms. Holly, today, okay?
Okay.
I cannot make any promises.
Strike that from the record. No, we'll get you whatever you need here.
Yep. So let's see. So we start with the first page? Can we start with that?
That's your letter.
Or the letter, yeah, so is there anything?
Is there anything that was glaring to anyone on the letter?
Or did you do your paragraph, or?
I did my, you turned it into, do you have his paragraph?
Well, basically, what you said was basically what I said, so it's just, you'd be repetitive.
Oh, I didn't see yours, okay.
Be repetitive. I mean, you expressed the same thing that I said.
Okay.
But I'd mentioned.
Right, and then we didn't get one from Katie before she.
The Bloomberg and the different things, but I mean, you're pretty much, you know, what we saw, at least my point of view.
Okay, I just had something on the paragraph about except otherwise set forth herein, whatever that means. It is our finding with the tracking and accounting of the resolution revenue and resolution expenditures were in material compliance with the operating budget. Okay, maybe it wasn't that. Okay, it wasn't that, forget it, maybe something else. What?
So are there any exceptions in the document where there was not compliance?
That's up for us to decide if we want to note anything as an exception.
Right, that's.
So just, I'll put a question mark, we'll get there.
Parenthetically, we'd look for things, if we find nothing in the document, I think leaving that statement, leaving that exception out of the paragraph.
Not for this year, not for the year we're working on. The concerns were for the.
The one thing in the building improvements for $16,000 that I don't think was reclassed, that was the only exception from this year.
For '20.
That was paid for out of the, yes.
'22, '23.
But it was after the year closed, so we don't have any confirmation that anything was reclassed or refunded or moved with that one item.
I love you, Kevin.
And then in the paragraph above that, it says visited certain schools.
Yes.
I mean, it's true that the schools were selected for us, so I don't know if we either want to just leave that out and say we visited schools.
Okay, okay.
Or should we say visited selected schools? You want to change that?
Or selected schools, you know.
Visited selected schools.
Yes, right.
Because we can't visit them all, yeah.
Right, okay, selected, I like that better than certain.
Yeah.
On there.
Okay, then how about?
So who,
You still going?
No, I'm good.
Okay. How about in the next one, in addition to CFOC's review of financial records of the district, the CFOC has reviewed certain data to identify relative outcomes. My problem with that is we've only seen the arts and STEM.
No.
Haven't seen the whole millage.
We didn't look at arts for this report. This report does not contain arts.
I think it does.
Yeah, that's the.
Next year.
The data.
Next year.
How you doing?
Are we sure? Because.
This is '22, '23.
I know. But we're doing '23, '24 right now. It's '20, we did arts.
Not for '22, '23, we did, we will report on that for '23, '24.
No, there was, because I'm, well, I opened the fiscal year end, and it's got.
The gallons are upstairs.
STEM, yes.
Music millage in here, in these things. In this first dump that we got September 13th.
What year?
'23. In the first.
I thought we were in agreement that this last year did not have the arts.
Because it just says STEM, but arts was included. It just didn't have the STEAM acronym.
Yeah, we didn't.
Is what I understand.
STEAM.
So, because it's in the detail.
Okay.
I thought this was
okay,
second
yeah.
year of arts.
Okay.
And so we go back
right.
one.
All right, I'm good.
Okay,
four.
So certain data. But what I'm saying is we never saw any data on anything but arts and STEM. We don't know anything about charter schools. We don't know anything about salaries. We just saw what they just, that's all we've seen. Which I believe that you gave it to their salaries. I believe that, but I don't know.
That pie chart.
I have no
yeah,
idea.
I mean,
we saw a pie chart on the district's
yeah,
website.
I think
that's all we've seen.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
so do we like just remove that from the scope of what's stated here, of what
well,
was looked at, or?
I'll give you this answer, then I'll,
okay.
you guys can, you all, I shouldn't say guys, you all. Remember, most of that is part of collective bargaining,
well,
right?
Fine.
So,
yeah.
so if it's an AFSCME or MEA related millage expense, it's a calculation that's done per contracts. So that's why it's not a something that is presented as something that is
and I'm not saying like we have to look at it or critique it. I'm just saying we've never we don't even know how that we never even saw any of
that. Paul. We have previously pulled
mm-hmm.
in this data
that's a good point.
From things other than the arts.
Yeah, I'm just saying for this,
we did not pull it.
So, I don't know. That's just that sentence. I didn't know if we wanted to say limited data.
What
I,
if you
I don't
say
know
available?
Available data or?
Yeah, yeah because we're not
in
looking
addition,
at every
in addition, and then CFOC has reviewed, it says certain.
Review of certain. A financial records of district has reviewed certain data.
Available.
Do we want to put?
You're in the last paragraph, right?
I have a specific.
Right, for the last, yeah.
Because we can't look at all of it.
No, we can't, but I mean, we haven't even looked.
So instead of certain available? Reviewed the available STEM data?
STEAM
data?
Or just leave available data?
Or the discretionary expenses or something like that.
The available.
That has a whole different meaning.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not.
Strike
all of
strike it.
All
that's the whole purpose of what we're doing. We're looking at it. So we're just
we
saying we looked at it.
So the available STEM
yep.
or STEAM, we can
right.
generate data.
Yeah, okay. And then, as illustrated within this report, the district has shown improvement in metrics related to the goals set forth in the initiative.
So
is
that we
what
should
the
come
report's
back
gonna show? Okay,
after we
back.
Look at those, and then
come
when
back.
We decide what to keep and what our comments are there, then come back and
to that line
and tweak that line.
Okay.
So this is just right. Like a date update, and obviously I didn't want to insert anything in there that was just my opinion. It needs to be ours. So if there's anything that should be changed or updated, I've highlighted that, and, you know, so that we can put in, let's review the
thanks.
Are we just being the eyes and ears of the board?
Are we, Tom,
you okay with
that?
Sure. Okay, so we're done with the first page. Let's go.
Except for the second half of the last paragraph, right?
Well, that one line.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so creation of Citizens Financial Oversight Committee. Do we want to put in there, like, historically it was created, blah, blah, blah? Are we...
I don't think that's changed.
It really hasn't, but, I mean, are we going to keep every year, like, for 100 years going back to all this to...
I think so. Some people know how far it goes back.
What
the purpose, why it was implemented.
Okay.
I mean, do we want to say, does it have the re-election in there? Yes.
I guess it's really only, well, it's to the public. I was going to say it's only to the board.
And so then have we determined how many members' terms are expiring, or is it none?
There's none.
Okay.
And should we list the members, all of our names here? I didn't, it's not just me writing this report. I don't want to get
Do we list the committee members and
yes.
then their term?
That's, I'm wondering.
And a chart?
Well, if you want to do that, you ought to put it back here and put all,
I mean,
the chair and then put everybody else's
that
name here.
Letter was,
as
is
members.
Just coming from the
letter's from the
or
chair.
From
the letter
from
should
the chair,
be from
but,
the chair.
But do we put them in under the, who the committee is?
Current members, yeah.
So just take out the June 30th, that whole line, because we have no
yes.
one expiring, or should I say no members' terms are, as of that date, committee remains the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then list them all?
Yeah, the members
yeah.
should be in the...
Yeah, the member in the
so
list
as,
and...
Those terms are expired, as of
June. Cindy, you have a list of the members, right? I mean, Holly can type.
Just based on my notes, I have Ms. Harrigan with term ending in June 26. Ms. Johnson, term ending June 26. And then Ms. Barber and Deanna Howell that does not have a term.
Lifetime.
Never ending.
Right.
So
Mr. Aaron.
Or do we put something like, what did you suppose the language
in
the charter?
It's not our term, it's the association president. It's ASME president and
current
MEA
president.
President.
Yeah.
So it's the it, the term belongs to the,
the
association,
to June,
not to me.
Right, so how should I phrase your, like when I list them?
Do you want your name not in there, just the...
MEA Association
what about,
President.
But what about
no, and maybe just
ASME President and MEA President? Right.
MEA President and then like comma, no expiration, right next to your name?
Standing member.
No expiration, you can live forever.
Standing member.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that.
It's Pat Barber, right?
Yes. No, not Patricia. Right. I can never help it.
That's my middle name.
Good for you. And then I have Mr. Aaron.
Tom Aaron.
For June of 25.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So I would be expiring.
You're expiring, not 25.
Oh, 25.
Yes. So Tom and not.
Yes. It's Tom, T-O-M.
Tom.
And Thomas.
Aaron.
So are you going to put that, then where are you going to put that? Above the mission?
Yeah.
Current
and
membership?
And no, just right where it says no member term is expiring, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The creation of the committee.
Okay.
So then you're going to be June 2025.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hartman.
You're ahead of myself.
As vice chair, June 25.
Oh, you have to correct that because when Reverend Golden, when he was the chair, he gave me a lifetime appointment.
Oh, they told me that.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Mary?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Lifetime appointment.
Actually, anybody can get a lifetime appointment.
Nope.
As long as you want to volunteer,
Supreme
you
Court Justice.
Else
you probably can continue as if you want to volunteer.
But you're special. You were the first. So.
And Mr. And Miss Catherine.
Oh, for
right.
Catherine
Ferrer.
Ferrer. Yeah.
Ferrer is June 2025.
Is it F-E-R?
F-E-R-R-E-R.
F-E-R.
Sorry. Can't type the codes.
F-E-R-R-E-R.
Vice chairman is your total? Yes, vice chairman.
And it's Catherine, C-A-T-A-G-R-I-N-E. 2025.
I can see it.
What are you making me write it down?
Just make it
just because I can.
Start to roll.
And then it's up to the committee.
We got Eric.
Eric D. Silvestro.
Yeah.
Newly appointed. His term is to June 2027.
And it's D-I-S-I.
D-I.
S-I-L.
Capital S-I-L-V-E-S-T-R-O.
When did you interview?
All one word?
Yes. Well, it's D-I.
Right. And then
capital S. Yeah.
No space.
And his resume, it had a space, I believe.
Because he didn't know
okay.
about this.
That will go back to that.
Yeah, there is a space.
And
D-I space.
No. It's probably because he
Leash 2027.
Yes.
He didn't know anything about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's how, what I have on my notes. And we need the district to update the website.
Yeah, there we go.
Eric, Tom.
And remove, I think there's still one on there that should be removed.
So we have six?
Either Cynthia Howard or, I think it's Cynthia Howard is still on the website.
She resigned.
You?
No, you've got the, got Pat.
Okay. The mission's okay, operated, operation and organization's okay, defining terms, that should be, if it's not, then it's bad. Conclusion, yep, okay. Analysis. Okay. Deanna? Deanna? Deanna?
It's spelled Deanna, but it's pronounced.
D-E-A-N-N-A.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Deanna.
You said her title was?
AFSCME, how do you?
AFSCME.
AFSCME.
President.
Okay, so now we're on to the analysis page, I think. Page four?
Four.
Okay.
Oh, I did have a question. There's a bunch of different fonts in the report. I didn't know if that was just copying, pasting in the last year, or if it was for emphasis, like defining terms, if we wanted a different font, because it stands out. So on some of them, I changed the font of like the report body, but like under defining terms on the bottom of page two, that's in a different font.
I think it was from cutting and pasting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you there yet? Where are you scheduled to be?
So that you have to go to
page 11 and 12. Have this 11 and 13. Schedule B's on 13.
Right. I guess go look at Schedule A first because there's no obviously I didn't add like analysis on it, so I'm
Schedule A.
So this is the budget, you know, for 2021-22, 2022-23 budget, and the 2022-23 actual.
Can I ask a question? Well, Kevin.
There's no comment.
Mr. Chair.
I know. Here's a good one. How come if we're budgeted for instructional staff at 51%, that we expensed 52.
I can answer that.
Oh, okay.
Because I was concerned about this chart.
I defer to Ms. Barber.
I was concerned about this chart because I felt like it was misleading.
Okay.
Because we're budgeted for 51, but whatever's remaining rolls over.
Okay.
So what we actually receive is anything that's left over from attrition or whatever. So it can turn out to be more than 51%
okay. I just did, because I remember the pie chart and I was like, wait a minute on this.
So then last year it says the goal was 51 and the actual was 51.54.
So
where does the extra come
from the rollover from the previous year?
Like
anything that wasn't expended the previous year still belongs
just
to
in
our,
that line item.
In that line item.
So so in previous years, like so 2021, there's money rolling in because
yes.
We're over expensed in both years.
Under.
And what about?
Well, I'm saying the ones we're looking at were over expense, so there must have been a bigger surplus.
Yes, because the previous year we didn't expend the full 51% because of attrition. People left and didn't get their full supplement because they left.
So do we want to comment on that?
I was wondering if we should have an asterisk. We haven't in the past. But when I looked at the chart and saw the 52%, I thought maybe we should have an explanation.
Well, and even if I saw it, if I need an explanation.
Right, so we would say...
Well, the chart's not accurate without an explanation.
Right.
And then at the... And I don't understand. The 3% set aside for the fund, they were going to set aside $1.7 million, but we got zero.
Right, we don't need the 3% to get to 100%. So, like, when you add all those percents in that column together, you get 103.
Right.
So that's a
so
little bit...
So the 3% is, causes us to have more than 100%.
Yeah.
Correct. So do we... I mean, I see that it's in the schedule. Do we need that line, the 3% set aside for fund balance? So where is, are those dollars coming from? If it's not part of the 100% of the pie.
The 3%?
Yeah, where is that?
It came from a previous year because it was taken off the top and saved for every year. It's 3%. It carries us.
But it wasn't.
But if we expended 100%, so I'm just saying...
We don't expend anything from the 3%. Nothing from the 3% is expended.
And we did bring in the 58, 625, 760, but we only spent the 54, so now we still have money left over, right?
And anything that's left over goes into the accounts that it was meant for.
For next year. Yeah. The next one we do, we're going to be over again.
Right, so it looks like the majority of it right here is in the... AFSCME. That's the under. But interestingly, okay, so these numbers, but this has got the budget at 51%, but then this expended amount is actually less than the budget, but it's got a higher percent because of the overall piece.
This will show you how ours comes out. This is our thing we sign off on.
Thank you,
dear.
It says not.
Right, so see, like, I get that, so this is the percent of this whole number.
Right.
But you're looking at this, you're like, the actual is less than the budget, but the percent went up. And that's because the overall expenditure is less.
I mean, the numbers are accurate. Is that, it just needs the explanation.
Right, so what do you want to say?
Well, what you're trying to say is that the column, the percent
instructional
percent the percent expended, which is column 3, 5, and the last column, right? In this case.
Okay.
The percent includes monies rolled over from the previous year.
Fiscal year.
The previous fiscal year. That's all we need
to
say.
Yeah, rollover explains it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say previous years, because if you look at the year before
this is what we sign off on for what my people get.
Oh, okay.
So in 21,
oh,
that's
right. There's your signature. Gotcha.
Spent more than
gotcha.
The 51. So it's got to be from
me and Jason.
Previous years.
Right. So it just keeps cascading.
So percent expended.
Yes, you're right. Because there are three columns or 3 years.
Right.
And then there's the balance
for
the net distribution.
Percent expended for instructional staff.
That's the rollover.
Includes funds rolled over from previous years.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
And that should be asterisked for each of those percent columns, percent expense. Actually, the columns that have the percent should have added expense underneath it. So
right, so that's how the schedule came over. So I didn't make any revisions.
Right. And
how the data was provided.
And I called, when I saw it with the 52% on there, I called finance and I said, what is going on? Yeah, and so they said that includes any lag or whatever. So they weren't sure if it should be included in our report. But I don't think it's a problem including it as long as you have an explanation.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so so that people don't say, wait a minute, the instructional's getting more than their share.
So the two columns that have simple percents should have added to them expense.
All right, so I was not going to finance.
Kathy Miley and Rachel and I were on
the Kathy Miley?
No, I'm not. Yeah, we're not changing anything.
You just wanted to write that into the box.
Yes, because each of those columns is percent expensed. Right.
Not the budget.
Laura, can you hear that part? On Appendix
Mr. Chapman,
A, or Schedule A.
Uh-huh. Page 11.
Page 11.
Yeah.
If it could go back to Kathy on the top part in the gray, where it has the percent sign.
It has
2%, and then, well, it has 3, but one says expensed. If they could all say expensed.
Just the first one.
Not
the first one?
Not the budget.
Because the budget's just a...
Oh, I see, actual. Okay,
right.
Just under the one...
We're missing one expensed.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Where?
The first...
Third column. The Schedule A.
Yeah, I know where it is. That one. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Did she get it?
And you wanted to say what?
Yeah, we got it. Expense.
Expensed.
Underneath that percent. They'll know. They'll catch it.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, 2 years are missing.
2 years are missing?
The heading.
Oh, well, yeah, we didn't catch it before.
21, 22, and 22, 23.
And at the top, are we, annual report for the fiscal year ending 2022.
23, should be 23.
No, yours should be fine. You're looking at the one.
It says 23, mine does.
I was looking at yours, I thought.
Mine says
23. Right, I don't know why it didn't update.
Mine says 23.
And then Ryan went back and, changed some things, but it didn't save some of the data, but now what's in there matches the schedule sent, if you have the one that I paper-clipped.
That's what I was just using. Oh, well. So change, yours says
oh, this
there?
One right here, you're saying up here.
Yeah, is that wrong? Because right here it says 23.
Oh, I see at the very top.
At the
but
very
then
top.
Down on the schedule it says 23.
Now you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm like, okay, you must have
and then just to
I'm looking
you
at a different
you
spot. So it'd be July.
I copied and pasted
it
just the way I was given
it.
But
I think if we want the table changed,
Holly, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
So if you want to twerk that, let's send that back.
So we need to tell.
Twerk, that's
twerk.
A dance.
I'm twerking it. I'm twerking that.
Miley Cyrus.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Sorry.
So do we need to tell, Kathy Miley, I'm thinking of Miley Cyrus now. do we need to tell Kathy to change the top date too? Then, Laura,
no,
when,
that
when
I can change.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
Never
mind.
You just want the cosmetic on this.
I just thought while she was typing her, but we got it. Okay, so that was page 11.
Yes.
On A, we're done with that. Moving along. Schedule B. And B, you said was. I know, but what's 12 and 13? Let's see, there's B. What was 12? Page 12.
Page 12 is B?
No, that's 13. Just a graph. That's a different representation.
Do we want that? Do we
it's
want
the
it?
Same as A, right? I mean, the same.
I know, it's the same thing. Do we
right.
want, do
it's
we
just
want
showing
it's
it?
It's just prettier? Or
it was both in the information that we were given. So
I know.
There one.
Corner of page.
Pull it out.
188. One.
Do we need, I mean, the other one looks nice.
You like the graph?
No, I like this because
you like the chart.
I do. I like the chart. But
some people like
care.
To look how close it is. You can see
okay,
like the pretty
we can
colors.
Leave it. I don't,
but,
yeah,
okay.
I like colors. Board members
again,
they,
I don't know
like,
again what the ADA rule is, and then
oh.
we did not talk about every single one of these numbers in the text. Therefore, if it's not explained in the text, I was told it had to be ADA compliant. So that's outside my area of expertise. So I left those. I don't know what needs in the tables, what needs to be updated.
If the graph is an issue as far as ADA compliance, it can be taken out because it's in the other.
In the chart.
Yeah.
Charter schools doesn't match
page before, so.
Cause you have the old report.
Hold on.
There, Mary.
Yeah.
Where was she?
The charter data doesn't match.
Are you in the?
That's what she's saying.
Did paperclip one?
Nine seven, no, oh.
Do you have another one, the one that I sent everyone?
I have that. No, that's the same.
She has, you had the one that you sent to her, right?
Right, but then some of these were wrong, and so Ryan updated this, and I went in and updated this to the schedule and double checked this to the schedule that sent to us.
Ryan? Oh, she updated Ryan's. I mean, she, what Ryan.
Well, it's way off. Charter school shows 9.7 and 9.8 million.
Okay.
It's right.
Charter school.
Hmm? Right here.
I have 9.8 and 9.7.
Six three, 9.763.
Yeah.
So it's right here, here and here.
Huh.
So see, you're looking.
I'm looking.
Where are you at again?
Well, page twelve.
Couple of different pages.
It's twelve.
Twelve, well, we've got eleven and twelve.
I just picked it up from the.
She gave us a printed one, which she came in.
This is what's on this, I mean, I have what was emailed to us, and it says charter schools, 9.890, 9.7, 6.3086.
We got all the numbers.
Yes, yep, that's what I got. So what I printed out was the one that you sent us as the draft. Yes, and you just put in the new stuff from Ryan.
And you have updated it again from the.
She updated.
You sent one out that Ryan had updated things.
So the one you got emailed.
I had just sent that.
Get rid of that one.
Yeah, she just put that in there.
Okay, yeah.
So that's an old version.
So we still have the one that you had original, the.
Alright.
Just so you know.
This is the new one.
Right, so we're making changes today, so then you'll get whatever we're inserting now.
No, she's just what she's looking at.
So are we deciding we like this chart?
We need to put dates.
Yeah.
If it's ADA compliant, we like it.
Which chart is that?
Yeah.
Schedule A bar graph.
Okay, yeah, I.
Again, I don't, who makes that call, Kevin, if that's ADA compliant or not?
I'll figure it out, I'll figure it out. It's on me. Once you guys finalize it, board approved, and then I'll take that board approved, both your board, their, this board, and then I'll take that, and then I'll ADA it.
Gotcha.
Aye.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
I mean, so we're good with it coming out if it's not compliant, for the record, but I don't know if that's just logged in your mental memory or.
Yeah, I won't touch the, you know, wording or data, right? I'm just gonna make it ADA compliant, whatever that is.
Just tweak that part.
Yes.
My own comment is that the chart is upside down in relation to the headings from previous.
Yeah.
So if we could keep the chart, I would just put the 3% on the bottom just like it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just flip all the data around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The order.
Did we create the chart?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
This is for the data that was sent, so all the data that was sent in the last month.
So you're saying just move 3% to the bottom or?
Steam, it should go steam, instructional, AFSCME, yeah.
I got you, okay, we'll flip.
So you got it? This goes up here and this goes down there.
Careful.
If I may.
Flip it.
You may.
Yes, Mrs. Frank.
Okay.
Down here we have the page numbers, if you could add date when you have these, because this one has no date, but it has page numbers, and that's what some were looking at, that's what Mrs. Foreman was looking at.
I'm just saying the draft before the final report is created, you can get rid of them, but it would make working with this a whole lot easier to know what's the most recent draft.
Right. I'm just saying at the end, we should probably put that date.
And then the way Schedule B.
Okay.
Alright, so now.
I wanna say about.
We got yellow in Schedule B.
I did not insert any of my own comments.
That was a good catch by Tom though.
There's not a real pretty way to fit this onto one page either, the way that the data was given, I just copied and pasted it in.
Is there any way?
It's not as pretty as last year.
Is there any way that those two could be separated to where they're individually paged instead of broken up like that?
That's what I would do.
And then put the comments below.
Why is 24 on here?
Where are we?
Page 13.
On Schedule B.
Page 13?
Oh, it is, actual.
Why is 24 data here?
Schedule B.
From the information that was sent to us in the last month.
Okay, this doesn't go into this report. This is.
That will solve the problem of.
Right, that is 24 expenditures.
Oh, the bottom?
Right, the bottom.
So we can
Take that out.
X that out.
So the bottom of 13 and 14, page 14 is for your next year report. This doesn't need to be here. Yeah.
No, that was included last year because it was included through the report date. Last year's report had 2023 actuals through to 29/2023 in last year's report. Why was that included?
That was included because of the way it was late, right.
But we're just as late this year, aren't we?
No, we're not
no,
as
not
late.
As late.
No.
So we had given data through the report.
No, we're not even
date. So that was in there last year.
Right.
Which I guess is why they gave it to us this year.
So this cycle though, all you want is a clean 22/23 report. But this information is good for your next report, first and second quarter.
It was.
Right, but so then last year's report was 21/22, but it had 23 data in it.
Because we were so late.
But why would we put that in the report?
It wasn't.
I mean, just because we were late.
That's why
I remember doing
the
it, but
committee
I'm just
decided
now I'm thinking
to do it.
Why I know, I'm just thinking. Okay.
I lost that argument last year. That's why.
Okay.
Well, there is
but,
I mean
but,
okay, yeah,
but
I know,
I'm
no,
over
I,
it.
I mean no, I was yeah.
Let's don't repeat
nope,
that
well,
error.
Okay.
No, there is it is an accounting practice to include data like through the report date just to show that it's not a going concern or whichever. So I've just deleted it.
Okay.
We have
so
if they
we're just looking at the top half, the recap
right.
22/23.
Yep.
It has
core and resolution
yep.
revenue
just
and expenditures.
Okay.
Carbon.
What
yeah.
do you want to say about that?
We have to talk about
that. So last year there was just one statement.
This meeting
total expenditures for the general fund for the district increased. Core expenditures contributing to the increase.
Are you back to page 3 on your conclusion?
There's just one comment.
One little
last
four.
Year.
One little.
So that's just last year's comment. So I've just highlighted it. I don't know what we want to say about Schedule B.
Uh-huh.
Total expenditures from the general fund have increased by 4.
That's just, that,
I'm sorry.
The whole reason that the original.
June 5th has to be over.
CFA wanted to continue to capture this data was that the district's income from the legislature is not funding the needs. That's what they're calling the core, and that the resolution is filling in those holes.
Right, the general budget, and then this.
Versus the resolution dollars.
Yeah. Bob Christopher, the very first year that they had this, and he pointed out he wanted the information in there so that everyone remains aware of that the increases, inflation, is coming out of the referendum, how much of it versus
the
core, the general. So,
so you can...
In other words, the referendum is taking care of inflation too.
So the percent differences are listed there in that last column.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So possibly, where you know it says corresponding year over year change analysis, we could say the data in the chart represents the core budget or the core funding. From the state legislature?
State core.
State core funding.
He's right to here, I believe.
And then with the resolution representing the contributions.
Well, we define the core revenue as all other general revenue, all other general fund revenue. So we never did draw that nexus to the state.
Well, yeah, because it comes from property taxes, too.
Well, that all goes up there.
only our discretionary stays here, right? A local required effort stays here. So the majority of it is coming back to us after we send it up to Tallahassee.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean, for example, we could just leave it with where the numbers come from.
Our local taxpayers.
But we don't get it.
Unless you want their request.
So that's the issue.
That's a different story.
But that is the issue.
I could up.
The issue is
just say Kevin will see.
We're not getting enough from the state.
What does that even mean? Like someone just sees the percent, they're just reading a data that says a percent, what does that mean? You know what you're saying?
Allocate the money here, we keep the money.
It's covering this, I mean, I don't wanna just read a statement saying it went up 13.78%. What does that mean to the taxpayer? So resolution funds are covering, you don't wanna say a gap, you don't mean insure, inflation, like what?
Inflationary discrepancies.
Disparity.
Not just that though, that, I mean, this chart does show the district's need for the referendum. I mean.
But how do we word that? The gap in between the state funds.
Right, I mean, so they can read the chart. I don't necessarily wanna reiterate the just quote percentages in our comments.
She's talking about, yeah, her little paragraph here.
We want to, this is, you know, going back to what's stated on page 4 about this schedule. Page 4 is the comments on the schedule under analysis.
Right, I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, just what we would like to say. We don't, right now, there's nothing to be said about the schedule. The highlighted part is just last year's.
Right. What if we say Schedule B illustrates the gap in the core funding filled by the resolution? I mean, it's.
Illustrates gap in the core funding.
Filled by the resolution.
Filled by the resolution.
Is that, I mean, that's pretty simple and.
Says what it does.
Explains.
Right.
Okay.
And then just take out that total revenue for the district also increased with core revenue.
That's
what I'm saying, it's just something that someone who doesn't like numbers isn't even gonna understand.
You don't wanna make it wonky.
Right.
Right, they're not gonna understand the comment.
And not too much education budget speak.
Right, they're just gonna be like,
Are we a team or not?
You think that's accurate, Mary?
Just by calling it resolution, you reference it not throughout the report.
The gap in the budget filled by the resolution funds.
Who created these, who created these?
I don't know.
I think it's good on the analysis to say what that percent is.
That is in the highlighted part, correct?
No, that's last year's.
Oh, that's last year's. But we can fill those numbers in from this year's percentages, right?
Yes, I will say like some of the data received this year compared to last year's has different figures in it, so. If you want it, like, so that percent difference.
Is it gonna look bad?
Is your percent difference year over year?
Yeah.
What you need? My phone.
Oh, it's under your paper.
Oh, thank you. My watch is ringing.
Teamwork.
Thank you.
That's all blinking.
I need a keeper.
What way looks the best?
Wait, what, so this is saying that the total revenue difference is 14.6. You also have the expenditures. You just don't know what you want to highlight from.
Well.
There's significantly more amount of revenue there. and then the expenditure out of that, you know, what is it? Yeah, 40 versus almost 70, so the increase in the revenues wasn't completely spent. I just want to be careful.
Right.
What we highlight out of this. Like, basically, if you're looking at this chart, what is it saying? It's saying we have more money coming from the resolution. It's showing that total spent. Not all the additional revenues coming in were spent.
That's always going to be the case because of how the books are closed and things that are ordered but not yet filled. And
right, which is complex. So I'm saying, yeah, if the general taxpayer is reading this, I don't want to make the explanation garner
what,
more questions.
What if we take out the percentages out of the explanation and just say that it fills the referendum
illustrates the gap in the core funding filled by the resolution.
Yeah, and then people can look at the chart.
We should put what page these are on.
Page 13.
Right, like in the analysis,
yeah,
where it says Schedule A, Schedule,
yeah,
B, if we should put
Schedule,
yeah,
B, page 13.
In like parentheses.
Right.
A is 11.
Well, I guess,
yeah,
I'll change it once.
Yeah, it might change.
Once we add some comments, yeah, with the paging numbers.
Go after.
With the date.
Yeah, Schedule B is a confusing chart. I'm just wondering, format-wise, why the dollar sign is above the number.
Yeah. The maintenance chart.
That's an excellent question.
Oh. Column width.
It is.
Yeah,
column,
they're not even,
yeah,
under the...
To make it fit on a page.
The
needs to go to the right a little bit.
It needs to be,
mm-hmm,
formatted more correctly.
So the
does
apparently
like
the charts were made by past committees,
say,
not by finance,
no,
not by
column,
and
columns
so,
in Word.
In
however
Word
you guys want it formatted.
That's how you get it.
Yeah.
Agree to do whatever you like to the charts.
I don't know.
But you can,
okay,
change text size.
So,
yeah,
I know.
Feels, right. So then
presentable.
When they sent us Schedule A and B this year, who prepared those?
Nobody.
Who changed?
Well, they had the data in them. Like, I got a schedule.
Yeah, they put the right data. They put the new data in, but they
but
didn't
the
create
chart
the charts.
Was, the charts were rolled over from the,
yeah,
beginning.
Yeah, from,
okay,
the beginning of time.
From when Bob made them.
Because they're not, nothing's right on
there. But it's an Excel sheet, right?
Yeah.
No,
it's
Word.
Sent as a PDF.
It's Word.
Oh, it's a,
yeah,
PDF?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that.
No, it's Word converted to a, printed as a PDF.
I'm sure it was Word 5 years ago and has been updated as a PDF 15 times.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at it, it's bizarre.
You're not updating Word?
Well, no, we haven't.
But we don't know who created
it's
it.
It's in Excel.
So I don't,
it's in the,
I don't even have the Word document of it.
Well,
I might be able to
read
it. Johnson, can you format that to me?
They sent it to us in Excel.
That's,
so this was sent to us. I'm not sure who drafted it, but this came in our email to the whole committee. Came to the whole committee. That way. So I have Schedule A and B. Schedule A is on one tab, Schedule B is on the other.
Okay.
And then they were also sent as a PDF. So I don't know who.
The original that was sent, I sent it, but it came from.
No, this was data sent,
yeah,
in the supplemental email.
Think,
so somebody else created it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're hearing, you know, like flipping this page,
yeah,
12.
Right,
it's going to be impossible because we don't know who the owner is.
Gotcha.
finance isn't the only.
Right, and this is just kind of like a.
So unless someone's creative with Excel, they could create their own.
That's not a hard chart.
Yeah, it's
not
a
chart.
It's not difficult.
Okay,
and
so.
It would
Mrs. Foreman has volunteered to.
And it would jump right off.
Yeah,
what's your
it
rate?
Was easy. I heard
$300 an hour?
Easy.
What's your CPA rate?
That's the way to get paid.
Yeah, I'm
we
not
can
the
use millage funds
to
pay. Is that illegal?
If you have the Excel chart.
Reminder, you are being
it's
recorded.
It's a fairly simple
I know.
Just to make
settle down.
Bigger,
just
right?
kidding.
Just kidding.
slightly
people.
Bigger, I mean.
What?
Excel to make columns bigger.
That's just, that was just the hard copy.
And that's where
I mean,
we're
we
tweaking.
Try to make
what I'm hearing is Tom wants to remake the Excel spreadsheet.
Tom likes Excel.
I'm just saying, if it's in Excel,
it's simple.
I mean, I can make the columns bigger
adjust
on your
the
computer
column
if
size,
you want.
But
I mean, I think if that.
But Excel doesn't usually.
Well, if
make
okay.
the dollar sign above the.
Yeah,
even,
it does. It a flip.
Even if it, even if it's.
I know that I can't unsee it now.
It's a pop quiz.
I didn't see it.
I've never had that happen.
Usually there, yeah.
Last year's didn't have that problem.
Usually
I
just pushes it into the next.
That was
yeah.
I'm trying to see if I copied it from
okay.
Excel or from the PDF.
I think it's one of those things if you want to
so
add a
we want to leave
symbol.
B with no comments
or no
like
symbol.
That.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think that's what it is.
Percent just for the comment here illustrates the gap.
Right.
Do
okay.
you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Draw
attention. Okay, are we on discussion and recommendations? What is the CPIU has increased to? You've got that marked. That's what I'm just.
I thought that was.
Do you, does it, can somebody explain what CPIU is?
Consumer Price Index.
Oh, very good, Pat. Thanks.
This is a test.
Wow.
I thought it was C-3PO's nephew.
It might be.
R2D2.
Knowing,
that was good. That was
knowing
good.
Bob Christopher, it means consumer prices.
Okay. So, do we need that in there?
So they're saying it's, I mean, because they're discussing the inflation of
right,
it.
Right.
Well,
okay.
It, we will have to go look at what the
yeah,
consumer
what is
price
for
index
for
so 23. Said, should there be a correlation between spending in certain areas? There is likely no core expenditure increases net of inflation. Well, do we necessarily believe that to be true in this last year?
Oh, I absolutely know we didn't meet inflation for 100%. There's no way the district has kept up with inflation.
Okay.
And that's in the like in the conclusions and you know the findings saying that you know, as a future concern, that's in those comments as well.
Yeah.
Relevant outcomes and results.
So are you updating that line that you have highlighted into what the CPI is, or?
Consumer price.
I mean, well, just because it's in there.
What's dot U, university?
Because it says between March 21st
Right. So, I mean, do we want to include that, or do we want to just explain it in an easier way, like to say, you know, we don't feel that the, you know, spending has, the expenditures have kept up with the rate of inflation.
Without using percents.
You need to document where you're getting your percent, your calculations.
Well, if
from.
You quote a percent, yes.
And there is
but are we saying, did the inflation really change how we spent the millage money or not?
No.
No.
Right, so is it necessary to include it in the report?
I would think not.
I think the reason it's in the report is because of the recommendation to use the core funding to keep up with inflation.
Right.
Not the referendum money to keep up with inflation.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah.
There's, I pulled it up, the
8% for 22.
Alright, so like the CFOC again recommends the school district consider core expenditure increases after accounting for inflation, but are we recommending that? With the data that we've seen?
Recommends the school district consider core expenditure increases.
If you don't, and something happens to the millage referendum, it doesn't pass, then.
And you're.
Yeah, well, so we do need.
You're in dire straits, but.
Yeah, I don't think the C3PO thing needs to really be in there.
So yes, is that the purpose of the committee? We're overseeing the expenditures and whichever, are we supposed to be making recommendations to the board about their general fund spending? Are we supposed to be looking at the referendum spending and does that make sense?
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you take out the highlighted part.
You're fine.
The rest of it is not debatable. There's no way any governmental agent entity is keeping, or anybody else for that matter, is keeping up with inflation. So you could take out, if you don't want to use the, you know, CPU. C3PO, you could take that highlighted part out and just continue the same recommendation that you not use referendum money to supplant your efforts to keep up with inflation.
Right, so and then it's also discussion and recommendation. What is our primary finding from this year?
It's not your primary, it's a secondary recommendation that has been ongoing from this committee since the first committee.
Right, so is there a primary that we want to pop in above that? I mean, those extra charts too, because we could.
I think the last page 5. Relevant outcomes and results. This, I guess, analysis and discussion and recommendations, that's the one about the money, right? And then the last page is the one about how are we doing otherwise. Looks like to me the stated goals of the referendum.
I have a question about page 3 versus page 4. Page 3 says conclusions and references the two schedules, but isn't that seems superfluous since we have analysis which talks about schedule A and B. I don't know what the conclusions, I'm not sure what the conclusions are referencing, other than what the analysis is referencing. Or maybe instead of saying conclusions, maybe that first paragraph under conclusions needs to be part of the analysis. Because we have.
I think that's just so the conclusion. I think is just so that's the last summary after, like the conclusion of the letter and the report, and then the analysis is everything that backs up that statement. So like this first three, like independently, if you just wanted to stop, you read the letter, you read about the CFOC, and you read the conclusion, and then you can just stop.
Yes.
Unless you want to dig into.
Yeah, more depth.
Then this is just all the supporting documents for this conclusion. But we can also, we didn't even highlight that. such as a standard statement, review concludes that all financial records represent.
Four.
Proper.
Well, then maybe four needs to come. Maybe four needs to come before Schedule A and B, further on in the report, is what I'm saying.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Four,
you
four, it should be the intro.
It does.
It is, yeah.
Because four, and then you go to, these are page 13, 14.
I know.
Well, so four would come before 13.
But I mean, what I say is four should come directly before.
Oh, it should be
in this order. It should be 12.
You would find it right away.
Don't make it an appendix. Don't make 13. Don't make the schedules an appendix.
Well, maybe don't make it an appendix. Make it, yeah, make it four, five, and six.
Cohesive.
And seven, you know, the whatever.
Put it with it, each one.
You know what I'm saying?
Attach it to the analysis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the. I understand the part about conclusions. Dot, and
yeah,
then say
yeah.
So. Here's further analysis. Schedule A, B. Here are the charts.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then.
I don't have to go looking for it.
Yeah, because then. Well.
So do you want the discussion and recommendations behind the chart then?
Well, or
after is what I think he is saying. So if you
want
to talk
he's saying
about,
he wants the charts
saying,
embedded into the body of the
he's
text.
Saying before.
Right.
So,
he's saying before and then reference the chart.
Oh, okay.
You read it and then
so
you reference
analysis,
the chart.
Schedule A, and then put the chart there.
So
guess
want,
what? A.
So you want to make page 13, page 3. No.
4.
Page
4. Guess what? The analysis from last year, these numbers, actually came from the year before. It hasn't been updated for 2 years, so.
Oh, geez. Well, we're taking them out, so.
Yeah. All the percentages, total expenditures. And,
or is it the?
We're taking the highlighted part out.
Both of them
and,
on page
and
four?
The, and this next paragraph, total revenue also increased 0.54%.
Yeah,
that's 2 years outdated.
We're taking the numbers out, just making a general statement.
So the line would read total revenue for the district also increased with core revenue and resolution revenue contributing respectively. Okay. Taking all the numbers out and now.
Take out appendix. And just insert Schedule A into the body.
Schedule A and then
Schedule B. So we're just taking out the appendix completely and inserting graphs into
yeah.
the body.
Okay.
So you're not going to say anything about Schedule B?
No, we are.
No, we are.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
Schedule
just
B.
Make sure you get the right numbers.
Oh,
Schedule
they were
B,
wrong
we're
year.
Just going to say
it
that it presents comparative data, revenue and expense information.
That's all you're going to say?
And people
say
can look at it
and
draw their conclusions.
And then
the percents of the following lines
schedule
layout.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, it's not a matter of percent, the whole thing.
Because it's
right.
2 years old.
Well,
I
mean, leave the sentence but change the numbers. But
I don't think so.
I hear you. Yeah, we can.
That was one of the problems we had last year.
Yep.
The numbers didn't match the charts.
It's an organizational thing. We have three, maybe not three. We have several charges as a committee. The one is to look at the revenue and expenses relative to the millage. That's one. Number two is to look at the relative outcomes and results related to the increased student achievement, which is on page 5, and recruit and retain teachers and staff, which
up.
Is page 8,
And
It's really nine, but I included these
because
they're
an
accurate.
And then expand career and technical education.
Yep.
Right? Those?
Yep.
Okay. So
I think they're leaving this line. You're just getting rid of the dollar, the percentage.
So
no, we have
the organization. There's too many. There's too many headings that say conclusions. You know what I'm saying? Organizationally, in other words, after defining terms, it should basically say, you know, revenue and expenses. And then it should say, for.
You want to just put the conclusion part at the very end?
Yeah, I think that's.
Push it to the very end.
Push it to the end.
We can't on the page three. Like, that's just like, this is independent. These three pages are independent of itself. So this is basically the mission, the defining terms, and then the conclusion of the report. Then everything to that is the supplemental data to get to this conclusion, because you have to say that in some way this represents all material aspects, the recording of the resolution. You have to wrap that up.
Financial Oversight Committee. That's your essence.
So then it launches into any detail. So we're saying, here's our letter. Here's what the CFOC is. We found that this represents in all material aspects the proper recording of it. And then it launches into all the data that we used to come to that conclusion.
Yeah, here's some of the things.
So we can take out the other sections that say
conclusion.
A relevant outcome and results, things like that. If you want to pull those out. And then there's this one recognition of staff, and then this conclusions.
The last.
So I would say that's more of a recommendation. It says this is on page 10. Mm-hmm. The vital the district takes a more hands-on approach with measuring the relevant outcomes. That can be more of like a recommendation. I get what you're saying about conclusion. It's the conclusion on that chart, but we'll take out the word conclusion. And when we get there, decide what we want to.
Okay, you got something wonky on page 4, the last sentence on that page. The following is a breakdown of wage increases over the past 4 years, with core increases and increases that the referendum brought to wage, but there's...
I think we took the wage piece out.
There's nothing, you know.
Yeah, we took that out.
That sentence?
Right, the whole chart.
The whole thing.
Well, that sentence saying,
right, so we'll pull that
here
out.
We go, the following, yeah, you gotta get rid of that sentence.
Yeah.
So, which sentence are you deleting now? The whole
right
bottom
here.
One?
Yeah.
The following?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just the piece that says the
following.
Yeah,
I even missed that part.
Okay.
Because we took the chart out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So this dollar sign needs to come over here.
Yes.
Schedule A.
That's going right.
Oh.
No, that's the GMO.
Yeah.
Confusing. Here.
I was hoping to have a seat, so.
Yeah. Take that out.
Do you even want that? Do we even need that in there at all?
CP
no. Or marry that in with above recognitions of staff. You could just take discussion and recommendations, take this whole paragraph, insert it where it now says conclusions on page 10, not call it conclusions, and do discussion and recommendations. And it's got those three paragraphs. So then see what's got graduation rates, industry certifications on the job, degree of planning. That stops. And then call this discussion and recommendations.
So
So you're omitting the word conclusion?
Right, because the conclusion is on page
three.
And you're retitling that as what?
Well, we're going to take the, from page four where it says discussion and recommendations, take that whole little section and move it to page 10.
Right above recognition of staff.
So discussion and recommendations is going all the way back to page 10 with the other discussion.
Discussion and recommendations, yes.
Okay, got it.
A lot of discussion. Definitely representative of the yeah. You having fun, Kevin?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
He's trying to stay
I
awake over there.
I know, I was just checking on you.
Oh, there's enough chiefs in the kitchen. I'm a sous chef today.
What page are you on up now?
She's all messed up because she's adding all those things in. Yeah.
My pages are no longer the hard
okay,
pages.
Okay.
Because we've just moved
all those
the charts
in. But we should be on page five is what we're coming
right,
to.
Right,
yes.
Okay. So.
Getting there.
Again, it might... My input is mostly organizational.
Mm-hmm.
It says relative outcomes and results. Then the first paragraph is fine. Okay. Okay. Then I think the heading to increase student achievement should go after the first paragraph, because all of that stuff in the next three paragraphs is all about student achievement.
Oh.
Right.
Just move that little quotes.
Right. Just want the little quotes in there.
I like it.
Do I want the what?
You want the little quotes in there.
I like it. You like the little quotes?
That's that came out of the.
Well, that's fine.
That came out
measurable.
Of the question.
Right.
That was on the ballot.
It came on the ballot.
Yeah,
that's
so
fine. And if we're going to do that, we made a point about the format. So on page eight. To recruit and retain teachers and staff should be indented.
Okay.
All right, we have to redo that entire thing.
I understand.
Yeah, all of that is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so.
I left it just so that no one would have to go back to last year's report.
Right. Yeah,
that
that's good.
Same time.
Because the chart is not the same chart this year.
Except we got
yeah,
an SBA.
Yeah, so it's.
Right, I told them that I could call them.
I just want
to.
Okay.
So.
To increase student achievement, you want that after, as illustrated within this report, right above where it says student achievement.
Yeah, to increase student achievement should be the heading after the first paragraph.
After the first, or is as
the second?
The second.
As
or
illustrated?
The second.
As illustrated. Yeah, maybe the second.
Yeah,
okay.
So
yep.
That's I've got that. Now.
Now the yellow. Has been measured differently.
Okay, so that.
But we did. So right, so how it says the teacher retention has been done differently.
Okay, so this section, the yellow section, well, it actually starts.
Needs
the
to go under the teacher
the
section.
Recruitment, right? It needs to go.
Go in the other whole section.
Right.
Yep. So that whole little thing. Where is that? Oh, right here.
Right, so you
okay.
Say the whole highlighted part needs to come out.
Yeah, well, it starts with the recruitment
to
and retention,
retention of teachers.
Right.
And that goes to page eight, right?
I think that's the page.
Oh, yeah.
Then
I can show you what it looks like. Which is going to be page nine.
Well, whatever page
yeah,
it ends up being.
Yeah, I don't know. Then we got, okay.
But now I don't know if it says data was collected at 3 points during the year. This report, it is one. I don't know if that's true. If that
well,
was true for this past year.
Actually, when you get to the chart, which is page, I don't want to miss.
Page nine? Eight or nine?
You actually have page eight and page nine with data.
Is that
correct, because eight is how it appeared last year, so I wanted everybody to see without
right.
Having to go back.
And
the
then
chart
nine
shows
is current.
Retained, hired,
yeah.
Total retention
yeah.
Rate.
Yeah,
where
see,
the charts provided this year just say retained and retention percent. That was all that was given this year. If you take those numbers, if I look at 2019, This says 5, 6, 7, 8. That chart is not in the data. There's 5, 6, 7, 4. It's close, it's within four numbers. 2020 says 5085. And 2020 on this report says 5168. So I have them both here so we can talk about it. But the year over year retention, all staff with the orange headings, does not correlate. The historical data given to us this year does not match those figures. So I don't know if it's when it was collected. Do you look at the percentages going down the list?
It's because they were tracking retention differently in those years on the past, in the past, than they are tracking it now.
Right. So like let's say if I'm looking at last year's report, 2020-2021 has a retention rate of 82%.
Right.
And if I go to that year on the newly provided chart, it says the retention is 84.54. So the measurable has changed. Right, so these, Tom, these charts are what was provided this year.
These are the new charts.
These are the new charts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is what was stated last year.
Right.
But those numbers don't correlate directly to each other.
Right.
Which is why it's highlighted saying
the bottom.
Data
the
was collected at 3 points during
the
year. I don't know if this is.
Right.
It says beginning of school year. So is that 81? What do we want to say? Something needs to be said if someone's truly looking at last year's report, this year's report. The retention is not the same. So we need to make a statement as to
why they gave us
why
the, they
is.
Gave us the top. The top is all staff and the bottom is teachers.
Right, which we have all staff
and teachers. Oh, she's looking at
it
because this is old.
See, right.
The numbers are still not
chain here.
The same number.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
2018-2019 says 273.
Two different charts don't work.
And then here it says 2682.
Well, that I believe that is because in this one, they did the school year, 18-19.
That they say school, right, so I'm just...
Wait, let me finish. It's because of at what point they took the count. It's always, it's a moving target, and whatever date they take the count. Because we had this discussion in the past. Do they, if they take it at the 10-day count after the school year starts, the number's different. If they take it at the first day of school, the number's different. So that, I'm almost positive that they, and in the left hand on page 8, they tell you how many were retired and how many were retained and how many total teachers we have. All you've got is how many.
But then the numbers are even further off.
Yes, the numbers are off because we don't know at what point they measured. It's, I mean, you don't. We don't have enough information to be able to compare these charts, is what I'm telling.
Well, I'm just wondering why we just don't use the new charts.
We will, but I'm just questioning how last year the retained number was 4363, and now we're in this year saying the number for that year is 4800. So we're reporting data that is different than what we
I'm telling you how it was taken. The snapshot was taken at a
different
time.
Yeah.
I'm telling
right,
you.
So we
exactly.
need to put that in the body of
yes.
this to explain to these people what they're looking at so someone's just not like, that's
we need to find, they
the
need
retention.
To tell us. They need to tell us. And we.
Kevin, who knows the answer to that question?
probably Rick Bailey, but might get. So if you look, this is, so the, on page nine, those two charts are beginning of the year.
This is what we're going to use in the report.
And then the yellow.
Beginning of the year is a date.
And page,
what
yeah.
date?
And
not.
Page 8 is probably how we ended those years, so.
No, we did the 10-day count previously.
Oh, okay. So it's how you wanna, so those are our numbers.
At the 10-day count, we hire more people.
Those are our numbers at the beginning of the school year. Is how you could say it.
There is no count this year that's gonna fill this gap.
I think we can eliminate that chart.
I'm gonna take this out completely, what I'm saying is that the numbers are.
Comparing the two.
These, we're reporting different data for historical years than what we've reported in the past, so it makes it look like.
This is in the previous.
We don't know what we're doing.
This one here's in a previous report.
Yes.
Last year's.
I know that, okay, so the issue.
And I've changed every year.
Well, there is a note here.
This was the one, this was the chart that I worked with one of the staff members.
No, this is a new chart.
Well, but.
With the district last day of the year.
I know, but if it's this, it was generated based on the conversation I had with the staff person.
So.
It took into account the variation from the previous year and said, now we're just gonna count here and here. And this chart is now the accurate one.
Right.
I think we just need to say that previous charts were, data was collected at multiple times during the year. This is collected whatever it is, two times a year, whatever it is.
Tom's exactly right, yeah, in the yellow, it's staff from, the picture that is painted in the yellow is a progress report from day one to the end of the school year.
Right.
Yes.
The charts on page nine is a snapshot on day one, and that's it.
That's right.
But I don't think you're gonna see the yellow unless they go back to look at it.
So is this the 10-day count or day one?
No, it's day one.
So we know what to say, this is
day
one.
Day one, who's showing up on day one ready to teach?
Right.
Okay, day one.
And we don't do this.
And the yellow one, I mean, unless they go back and look.
Well, they might, I mean.
Well, that's why Holly raised it.
I think the.
Highlighted, current data provided has different.
I think the idea is that the yellow, to Pat's point, so many things happen throughout the year.
Okay, so this is.
Pregnancies, loss, moving, military, who knows?
That's just, that's last year's.
So you gotta say, who's showing up on day one? 99% of teachers are showing up.
Right.
And that's what we wanna see.
We hire more teachers at the August on the 10-day count.
Right, so this is a rolling chart. Would be the best way to describe it.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a rolling number.
The recruitment and retention of teachers and staff with competitive salaries has been measured differently than in previous years.
Right.
Period.
Period.
And take this.
Data in the previous years was collected at different points during the year, and this report, the chart below reflects teachers reporting on day one of the school year.
That's a perfect explanation.
Perfect.
The way it was written. Mm-hmm.
Boom, out.
Yeah.
So next cycle, let's remember that we want to start with day one of the school year.
It's just
that way you'll have a rolling comparison.
Yeah, like
day one.
Yeah, like right now, I think we've got 30 positions open. So we're hoping to fill those by August. That would be 99%.
There you go.
But I don't know.
We said that last year too, that it was at one point during the year, but then the number still isn't the same. But I'm just saying, I would just be questioning whether we have the correct data this year or whether the data in.
It's all correct. It's just collected at a different point.
Right, but we said that last year.
But last year, I think we did it at the 10-day count, not day one.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
The year-over-year retention of instructional teachers, this is 99.57%. Does that mean that the position is filled?
Yes.
As opposed to the teacher being retained, the position is filled. Isn't there a better way to describe
not
this?
Not in our district.
There's not.
That has
No, I'm not saying get different data, but I'm saying describe it, you know, to explain that, you know.
Okay, that's been the problem with the data on retention versus
vacancy.
Turnover.
Oh.
Well, retention's not even the right word. It's vacancies or filled positions. I mean, that's what you got
that's
here.
That's been a fight since Garen Hoover, guys.
The bottom chart, which is described as teacher separations, tells you our loss of teachers, which means we did not retain those teachers.
Mm-hmm. These are people chart above it are our positions.
That's our positions.
Yeah, and what, why they left?
These are, right.
These are.
That answers your data. That answers your question of the chart.
418 people did not stay in their position.
I think the second group of numbers, I think you need a different description of what you're measuring there.
Well, it's the same as
the teacher
top.
Separations, that's new, so we have to.
I'm not talking about that one, I'm talking about the one in the middle.
Oh, retention of instructional teachers?
Yeah.
That's not really a retention number. That's really the
over year
bake.
That's because we've had this argument since the beginning.
Year over year position.
The district.
They should say positions.
District.
Yeah, positions.
Positions.
The district does not track the retentions in this way. This is positions that have stayed filled.
Right, this should say positions. It should say year over year positions of instructional teachers.
Well, yeah, and the first one's got the same
staff.
Issue.
And the same thing. Mm-hmm. Year over year positions of staff.
But that's not what we want. Nobody cares if we kept the position filled.
Okay, well then why put it in?
Because we were trying to get at retention.
So what do you do?
We have been trying to get at retention
since
we started writing this report.
The meat is the third set of numbers.
But I think the charts relate to each, the teacher chart and the separation chart relate to each other.
They relate to each other, but
it's just misleading. And we don't want to appear to be misleading in the year of the election.
We've been trying to drill down on how we get to the percentage of retentions for since we've been doing it.
Well, I mean, this chart clearly indicates we've been retaining more teachers, right?
I think what it says is that there's a qualified teacher, that we have 99% of positions filled with a qualified teacher.
No, it doesn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
It says that
strike that from the record.
99% of our positions have been filled.
Oh.
You can't assume.
Oh.
They're not qualified?
No.
You're the union president.
You can't assume either one. You can't assume either one.
Well, that's not the job of this committee either.
Yes,
no,
thank you, Allie.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
No, moving on. I
have thoughts that shouldn't go on.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts. I gotta.
Well, we're taped, so that's good.
Right. So, I gotta move along.
Well, don't move along on this issue because this is misleading and could become a problem.
It says retention percent. So we're saying this is not retention?
No, it's not.
It's filled positions.
The percentage
it's
of
not
positions
retained,
that are filled.
It's filled.
So either you
if
describe
you go
it that way,
minutes,
why
she'll
does
see
it have
that.
A retention percent. It can't be the percent. So we're saying that in 2019, 2020, we only had 91% of our positions filled?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a year of COVID.
Yeah.
I did not read this chart this way. I'm trying to remember when I sat with the staff person, but my understanding is that this says in 2019 and to 2020, 91% of the teachers who were employed in day one of 2019 were also employed in the next year, started the next year.
Which would be the actual definition of retention.
Right. Kevin, is that not what this chart is supposed to be saying?
I'm sorry.
It was one day, it was the beginning of the year and the beginning of the next year.
There's no way that can be true if 418 people separated.
But I don't think the 418, I think the 418 is an explanation of something. But I don't think, and I think it has some relation to retention, but I don't think you can take 418 and plug it into these numbers and say, this is why these numbers are wrong.
Well, let's remember something, right? Both can be correct. So what the 99.57% is representing is that at the beginning of the school year, that was the number. Now 418 during that school year separated from us, right? So that gives us a different number, but that number is not reflected in that chart.
Right. Both numbers could be correct.
Right. Right.
So if you had if it had been 418 the prior year, not 22-23, but 21-22. There's no way.
But again, that's beginning of the school year. So that 96 is, remember, beginning of the school year. So we got to go back to the yellow chart if you want to get that number, which is by the end of the school year where we're at. That's the yellow chart.
The data is not available for 2022-2023 for the yellow chart.
That's why you get 84% on the yellow.
Because no, that's what's on the white chart. Should be the same.
That was just the whole reason I included both. Sorry for opening up that.
Yes, so after the separations, you get the yellow chart. Before the separations, you get the white chart.
Does
that make sense? No.
Yes, that's why none of the numbers on the yellow chart are 99.57%.
Exactly, because by the year's end, you've got people, you know, dying, leaving, resigning.
There's no way we retain 99%.
No, I know. And that's
right. So it's
the description.
So that's Mrs. Foreman's point.
It's the language.
It's
not the data. It's the language.
Yes.
Well, those of us who've been on the committee,
yes,
understand the point because we've been trying to figure out how to
get true retention. Can we say number of teachers at the beginning of school year and take away the word retained?
But the actual
teaching positions.
Referendum language is to recruit and retain teachers.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point that we're trying to do.
The whole point is, are we retaining teachers?
I know, but
if you hire a new teacher because our salaries are good.
Right. If you have.
That's still an advantage, too.
That's recruit.
Right.
But the
committee, we're trying to show that we were able to do both things.
Mm-hmm. If
recruit,
mm-hmm,
and retain.
Mm-hmm.
We can show recruit, but we can't get at because of how the district tracks.
Yeah.
We can't get at the retain. So I don't think we should try to show it in our report if what we're showing is not retention.
I agree.
I think Holly, you're a suggestive point for you all to debate is if you look at the numbers have increased year by year, because I would make an argument that because of the millage, we were able to start the school year with more teachers in classrooms than the year before.
With teachers, not all staff.
And we would argue that that's because we have a great starting salary because of the millage.
Right. Well, staff has gone down every year.
But
so could the top
numbers
chart say
could be from growth or from more filled positions. So the other flip side of that would tell you whether or not.
So right now,
you said
no
is true is how many vacancies.
Yeah, I see your point.
Started.
I see your point.
And I track that,
right?
Not in writing, but I look every beginning of every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have 100 vacancies? Do we have 30 vacancies?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we aren't having as many vacancies anecdotally as we used to. But
I mean, right now there's no conclusions drawn on it. It just says the chart was provided to the CFOC by the administration showing teacher retention at the elementary, middle, high school levels, as well as MTC and cross-departmental teachers. For this report, the data below reflects retention at the beginning of the school year. And that's what they say, number of retained staff at the beginning of the school year. So we have not had any comments or outcomes on that yet. We don't have any statements from the committee on that.
Yeah.
And it's just, at this point, it's just.
I wonder, Pat, what if we had.
Again, can I go back to the title of the chart? I think is where it needs to be year over year, positions of all staff. And then the next would say year over year, positions of instructional slash teachers.
Filled positions.
Filled positions.
There's a difference between positions and filled positions.
Because retained teachers, it's just teachers, that number of teachers at the beginning of the year. We don't know if they're the same teachers or different teachers.
They're filled positions, that's what it is.
But.
I got it. He said with the attention.
So we can get on it, we can figure out if we're able to fill more positions, but we can't get at the retention. I don't think.
Never have.
Do we take out the,
well,
do we take
see,
out both
no,
pages
I,
of the whole
okay,
report?
Well.
I mean, that's.
I could get vacancy.
I thought, I did think that the new chart was the number of teachers who started the year and then returned at the first day of school the next year, but it isn't that. It's the number of teachers who started the year and ended the year. It doesn't, so that means they stayed the whole year, but to me, retained means the next year, they're still here. That's what retained. So we are still trying to capture the issue of retention. And I remember a year ago when we had the conversation with staff, they did not have a way to do that, because they don't do that. And so I don't know whether or not last year, I thought that ultimately my conversation with the staff person who had a name I can't pronounce.
Sylvana.
Yeah, Sylvana. I can pronounce that. But I did think the way she explained to me the data she was going to give us, which I think was supposed to be this data, it was going to be retention, because we had a lot of conversation about that, and we all pretty much agreed, yeah, this is retention. But the way this is explained to me now, it isn't retention.
It's just positions filled.
Well, it's the teacher A began the first day of school, and teacher A was here at the last day of school.
Because
it is retained during the school. I mean,
no,
it's a figure of retention. They retain them during the school.
Well,
the 2289, if you take 99.57% of it, that means 10 people left.
And the bottom chart says,
it's not.
And the bottom chart says 418 separated.
Yeah, so.
This has always been the struggle with this, is trying to capture the data of, and I even when I was served on the committee, I said there's a difference in turnover and retention.
Yeah, right.
And that's been the real battle, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah.
If a person left the district and we filled somebody, that was a turnover. If we kept a teacher or a staff, we retained them. So there should be a way, even if it was done through perhaps payroll, once that person is off the system, that would say that was a turnover, because we're going to hire someone to replace that person.
And I believe that's what the yellow charts reflect. But you're right. The ones on page 9 do not reflect that. That suggests where we were on August 10th.
How about if I'm all put Kevin on the spot. Kevin and I tried to figure out a way to do something that makes sense for this chart, for this report, and we can get back to it.
All right, so right now, I mean, I've removed the yellow that was only left in there so that you guys could see the data and not have to keep flipping back and forth. The only thing that it says right now is just retain and recruit, and then here's the data, and just these three charts presented. So we don't have any conclusions or any findings or any analysis
on
these charts.
We'll go back to those charts.
Right.
Because here's another final CFOC meeting scheduled for June to solidify all these changes. So whatever comes back with these charts will need to be shared.
Yeah. That's got some more. So let's go real quick just to the student achievement part.
I think we kind of went out of order. What page are you at? Well, five is where we moved the little page up top, and then we have like school grade and all that stuff. Oh, student achievement. I see where you're at. Six and seven.
But I'm saying, so that's under student.
Student achievement. Student achievement.
Yes.
Okay.
So then you have the school grade, so we need comments and things with that.
Okay, so then we were going to put.
Oh, number by. Okay, right after those, page six is all the charts of their letter grades in the school.
So now student achievement says to increase student achievement with the blue.
Yeah.
Student achievement has continued to rise until the time of COVID, the district data. Some data was collected, no school grades were assigned due to the pandemic. The 2020-21 school grades were only available if the district opted in so that they can see that comparison. We have examined the grades of each school in the district from 2015 to 2023. Though the district grade itself has remained consistent as a B for the last 3 years, 2016-17 through 2019-20, individual school performance has improved. By the end of 18-19, all the two school grades were a grade C or above. There's one that says there's no F grades. And then again, the grades are unavailable. Now, if you go down to the number of schools by letter grade.
So we do. We have two. There's six D's.
Six D's, no F's. So the number of D's.
So we can't
increase the number of A's.
By the end of the school, by the end of 2018-2019.
So it depends on what you want to say. So it's an improvement is noted this year with no schools receiving an F school grade. However, district rating remained at a B, and then dropping state rank to 31st in the year from 25th. That was in
what
data sent to us?
Yesterday?
No.
No.
During the month sent to the whole.
Yes, I did see it. And then I'm looking at this number of schools by letter grade. Shouldn't it be 63 under 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And why is the now, why is 22-23 so high?
Again, it's a chart that was put
right,
in.
It's the chart.
Okay.
So.
Because now all this is bothering me.
I have a question.
Charters.
What about districts? What about charter schools?
All schools.
I mean, this is
all
schools.
Schools.
This is charter.
Not just
this is 60. It should say 63 or 4, but.
63, right?
64 schools, but.
Yeah, the last column adds up to 63.
Yeah,
so that's charter schools as well. So those D's are some charter schools in there, too.
Okay.
So.
We only had two.
Yeah.
Inside the district.
it would be helpful to indicate somewhere.
So it's number,
does include charter
number
schools.
Of all schools by letter grading, number of schools by letter grade, including charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
district, district.
Do you want that in the chart, or do you want that in the body of the text?
Body of the text.
Or a footnote.
Whatever, yeah.
A footnote.
Whatever you all decide.
Or the body of the text.
No, that's a change, that's changing the chart.
Oh, okay, oh, okay.
So I'm just asking where you wanna put it.
School and district, right.
Where are your socks?
I say the body of the text, because it could just be a parenthetical or a clause.
Do you wanna leave in all the stuff about the COVID?
So Halloween, maybe.
The COVID refers to other years, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have to leave, that was 1920.
Yeah. And that's school grades.
Yeah, we don't wanna get in trouble by the state, so let's get rid of that.
2020.
So we've had 2020, 2021 school grades, we're only.
They had a different pandemic in 1920.
Yes, goodness.
It's the committee.
But you heard yourself.
We don't want.
You said 1920, instead of 2020.
1920, yeah, yeah, God.
This week's a long month.
Yes, ma'am.
So where are you adding?
And I don't even have to get up at the same time you do.
I'm looking, trying to decide where to add it.
And then we gotta add on the pretty chart, we gotta add another year on there.
On the, don't wanna take it out.
Either we keep the percentage by the letter grade, or we just take out the whole thing. Cause we gotta add another column or graph.
Well, we already added the column to the number of schools by letter grade.
Right, but I'm just saying the one underneath it.
That's what I'm saying, should we need it both ways?
I don't know, everybody likes these pretty.
And we have a link to all of the options that people give.
Your link is outdated.
Yeah. There we go.
Your link is outdated.
The link is outdated. 21, 22.
Who's testing that crap?
Mary.
Which one?
Mary's testing it, 21, 22.
Which link?
The middle one should say 20.
Oh, the the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean the dates.
I didn't say I was testing it.
Am I right? Is that what you're catching, Ms. Farm?
It's 22, 23, guide to calculating.
Criticizing, I'm not checking anything. I'm a critic.
She's become a member of this committee.
She has.
So you are adding, you're gonna add a column on the pretty chart, correct?
I second that.
No, we're gonna drop the chart.
Get rid of the chart.
No, no way.
All right, I just wanna make sure when I see this the next time.
Probably helps with the ADA.
And then up at the top, you're gonna add where it says 63.
At the top, it is added.
Oh.
No, it does not add.
This number.
The number 63 down at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So we're saying that these links are not the Department of Education?
21, 22, see where it says.
That's probably not obviously the right.
No, it's, they have a new link for 22, 23.
Right. They always do a new link per school year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that academic dashboard still good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's district's academic dashboard.
So you might have to go on to the FLDOE org to get the new link to copy and paste in there. Know what I'm saying there?
Yeah. And I've already, I got it written down.
What did you say on the top, number of schools by letter grade, including charter schools?
Including charter schools.
Was there language after that, or just including charter schools?
Including charter schools.
We just say that includes or to include.
Then let's look at the graduation rate.
Hold on.
Numbers are wonky too. What's going on here?
Because it's been copy and paste from one platform to another.
I guess, cause I, now that's all I see now.
So to be consistent is on page seven.
Yep.
The graduation rate chart going away?
It's gonna have to be, well, I don't know.
The graph.
The graph, because, yeah, we.
We just find a way to update it, like Laura said, I was unaware who housed these tables.
I learned it too.
So if the district had the tables, they could be updated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, if it's Bob Christopher or whichever, but so yes.
No, it's somebody in between here and there.
Right, I think it just needs to be, at some point, somebody take ownership of it. And that way the data could be
The tables are probably more ADA compliant than the graphs, is my guess, but I'll work on that.
Take, we took the graph out, right?
Yeah.
We're removing the graph.
Yeah, which might help with the ADA stuff, so.
But I don't know about graduation, do we want that?
Yeah, you need to take the graduation.
I'm still on my bad way.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so graduation rate by year. And again, I did not take any comments out or insert any, because we did not discuss as a committee. So Manatee County's 2.75 increase going into the COVID.
Do we even want that in there?
I mean, and again.
I mean, it looks like we're going down.
We are.
Do you want to take that paragraph out?
What?
So we had an increase in the graduation rate.
We did.
Yeah.
Between 1819 and 1920.
But I think the statement.
And then it's gone down since then.
So.
So that would be the peak. So 2019, 2020 would be the peak data graduation rate over this entire time of the referendum.
I have good news for you. On page 6, the link, all you have to do is change 22 to 23.
Right.
Oh, someone did look it up. Thank you, man.
Amazing.
I thought that's what it was, probably just had
yeah,
the
yeah,
date.
Just, I just wanted to confirm
yeah.
it, so. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's great.
So the only thing I left, but a widening graduation rate gap compared to the state's increase that the county has yet to recover fully from the graduation rate high of that year. So I'll just say the graduation high of 2019, 2020.
Mm. I mean, yeah, it ticked back up.
This year, right. So then do we want to have a comment on 22? Do we want to, we are.
This year.
Yep.
Slowly.
Is it really why?
That's why we're.
Drop out.
That's why we have some people coming on board to fix that.
Drop out.
Why are they dropping out?
It's a combination of a lot of things.
Something as simple as the district did.
We'll have some data.
Experience a 2% increase to the graduation rate this year.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
The district.
We got a 2% increase this year.
A 2% increase in the graduation.
From 21 to 22, right. I don't think we want to preach up too much based on what the test is going to be this year.
This year.
Change in the test is going to kill us.
The concordance scores.
And did you suggest?
And the concordance scores.
Yeah, I don't have
okay.
that.
And the what?
That's right. And yeah, because they have to
make a higher score.
The
They always have to change.
The bar changed,
yeah.
So it's harder for kids to graduate.
When
than it
you
was.
When you achieve the bar,
you can adjourn.
They have to change
okay.
the bar.
Okay.
Right.
They're just about done.
Give us 2 years. We'll have above 90.
Yeah.
You still got a quorum.
You don't even need to vote. We can vote on this on the 5th, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you say we were taking this chart out?
Yes. They're taking all out. The. They're taking the chart out.
The table is there.
The
bar graph is out.
We got enough wizards. Should be able to figure this out.
Page 7 and 8.
Hey guys, sorry. You're in Hartman's hands.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Okay, let me know.
You're gonna miss all the public inclusion part?
Call the subway to come deliver.
I won't be here at the next meeting, I told you.
Yeah, you said he can't come on the fifth.
I can't even call.
Tom can't come on the fifth, or call, where are you gonna be, like Italy or?
I'm actually gonna be teaching kids how to do podcasts for real history.
Awesome.
So.
The other crazy thing was, just turn to page 15 of yours, the Schedule C, we had all of these little bullet paragraphs, do we even want, do we want to include those? I'm not sure if we have enough data from what we were provided to give the detail of these. Or is there one anybody felt strongly about that they wanted to include?
Well.
I can do without the whole schedule, but.
Well, but some of this kind of supports the narrative of us having gone to the schools to see these things.
Where's the Schedule C at?
In action, I thought.
The very last page.
You have it, that's it.
It's, that's it.
That's it?
Yep, it says Schedule C right at the top.
That's it. Usually there's a chart with a schedule.
I like this.
Or, I don't know if they all stay the same, like what they are, like I don't know what, where that money was spent in this past year. If anybody's looked at the detail enough to draft a statement for these.
For the 22-23 school year, that might be, that I think is where collectively each member could get their spin on that.
You check with Brian.
Yeah, I can, I mean.
To see if this needs to be updated.
Right, cause I mean, these don't apply to this year, so the entire thing would have to be changed.
What do you mean this doesn't apply?
So like it says here, during this school year, the elementary millage budget was used to provide cutting edge technology for elementary students and expand the robotics education programs for the youngest students, so we're saying it expanded it again?
I'm asking, I asked for Kevin to check with Ryan to see if this needs to be updated.
Yeah, if you all want, I can get this updated if you all would like me to get updated to the
Any information that they can give, right?
22-23.
They probably didn't buy new laser cutting and engraving machines this year, cause they were bought last year.
Right.
I know that they did send kids to the STEM fair.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about the arts?
And I don't know the number of the elementary STEM teachers that were funded, Kevin, if you could update that 18 number?
Yeah, I can.
There's, that we're still paying for the ones that we.
Right, but is it 19 this year, did we add one, is it?
Yeah, so if Ryan can update this because he's the tracker of the funds.
But we need something in here about arts, I mean, what are we doing for arts?
Right, since we do have the arts added in on this analysis, we would need.
I got it, I'm on it. I'll get each paragraph updated to 2023.
And add.
And add a paragraph for arts.
You got it.
Right, and you said, I mean, we may not have put as much money into science or into that, like obviously we did continue with laws.
We did not put as much.
No, we did not.
This, I got it, easy stuff. We'll make it happen.
I mean, just simple, first on the science. Science millage funds spent during 22-23 school year were focused on maintaining current programs.
Well, we're gonna get an update from.
Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, we could have expanded some programs, I just don't know if we did or not. I know we expanded WAS, I think, to another, to a school or two.
And yeah, we went to.
And the little robot.
Yeah, Garner.
Was the tutoring paid for out of the millage? The tutoring program, was that paid for from the millage?
Not for this year, not for this year.
Gotcha.
It is for this year.
This year, but not the evaluation, gotcha.
Right.
The millage, or the tutoring for high school students.
You know, I don't know what the big hot button.
Telephone 24/7.
Spend was.
I got it.
That was the end of.
Our team will know.
It was.
Yep.
Besides Amazon.
Charter buses.
So you have that by June, June 5th, right?
Well, so the other is that.
I'm gonna have it, yeah, sometime next week.
We're gonna have our next meeting.
This revised draft has to go out a week before the 5th, right?
Seven days.
No.
What's that?
Yeah.
The agenda has to go out 7 days.
Attachments should too.
Right, so then this revised draft that I'm working on has to be sent to you so you can send that out with the agenda. So what date is that?
That's next Wednesday, the 29th.
Okay, that works.
So.
A week.
If I can have everything by the 28th.
Yeah.
So I can put it.
There's a holiday in there too, you know?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Do you want to?
Working us hard over here.
Two days next week.
She's doing all the changes.
Big money.
Oh, no, she's already taken care of it.
Supplement for this?
Yes.
Danielle's already got it done. Thank you.
Yeah, I just happened to see that one.
Put it on your bill. That's what I.
And then we're gonna create something that just is.
Well, that's already created. I just need to update it, yeah.
What else do you need, Mr. Chair? Or?
You got anything else?
I think everybody's a little bit, I mean.
I have an administrative issue that we need to talk about.
Yeah, we do have an administrative issue.
So Wednesdays, the cabinet is moving their meetings to Wednesdays, next, the 5th, when our next meeting is. They're moving cabinet to this time, Wednesdays.
In this room.
At 2 o'clock in this, 1 o'clock in this room. We can't have this room anymore.
Just for June or going forward?
Forever.
Okay.
Forevermore. However, we can do one of two things. We can either use 215, which is right over there, will also be recorded and all the things, or we can change the date and time.
Move us to 215.
Yeah, but. That's what I discussed this with the chair at the time this was brought up.
But it's not gonna matter, every Wednesday will always be, every Wednesday will always be, so.
It's just a shift of room from one side of the building to the other.
Yeah.
It's a lot more comfortable, right?
Yeah, it's a smaller environment, it's, and they're wiring it.
Nice chairs.
It's already done, everything's ready.
Nice chairs, Mr. Arlen, nice leather chairs.
The fifth. The fifth.
Executive chairs.
So the fifth will be in 215.
Choose the color?
Moving forward, always in that.
Well, the other caveat to that is there can be no other cabinet members. Rachel won't be able to attend these meetings. I won't be able to attend these meetings.
So there won't be any.
Danielle won't be able to attend these meetings.
There won't be any support for the committee from.
There's not going to be support for the committee as there is now.
Kevin, will you be able to?
Well, I was thinking on the 5th I can to get this report done. But then going forward, I'd have to be in cabinet. So what I was gonna say is that the 5th, we could do the, you all could do the 5th.
Right.
And then once you've approved this report, then maybe you all.
We'll figure out what we gotta go.
Figure out what's the next, what's the best day, date every month and all that stuff.
We'll just figure it out.
Going forward.
Does anyone have an assistant you can send in? You know, like Rachel had her.
Well, it's also if questions and it's just good for me to be here.
If we can have the support staff here, I think it'd be better to have.
Rachel's gonna do audit committee, I'm gonna do CPI.
So.
Splitting up our duties.
What about sending some possible options for?
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
For other dates.
Well, the other option was same day, earlier in the day, like 9 AM. Wednesdays at 9 AM, stay in here.
Do we have other options for days in the week or other things? I mean, I know that there's a busy calendar with the district, so.
Based on board briefings and meetings and summer schedules and being able to stay consistent,
Going forward,
the audit committee decided they wanted to keep the same Wednesday at 2 o'clock. But the other option was Wednesday at 9 AM, which we can evac before cabinet gets in here and we have time to set up and everything like that. So we'd have to, whatever time we start, we'd have to be done by noon. If it's Wednesdays in here.
Starting at 9 shouldn't be a problem, but is that
Can you do that?
Can you do that? I mean, can you prepare, can you support us and still be prepared for the cabinet meeting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would.
I can't do the first week of the month, but that's.
She could join Monica.
It's another issue.
But I know, like, people schedule their, you know, every other month, the first Wednesday, they plan to be here.
I'm good for the morning.
The only other day is possibly Thursdays, but Thursdays during the summer, we have board workshops. So during the summer, that may or may not work.
Well, during the summer, Thursdays probably, it's only a couple of meetings.
I know, but that's.
I would be fine with that.
Do the next meeting.
But you wouldn't be able to be there. You wouldn't be able to be here.
Everybody needs to brainstorm other ideas.
Kevin wouldn't be able to be here. If there's a workshop, no one will be here.
The workshop's not every week.
Right, that's what I'm saying, not every week.
I know, so I'm saying, if there is one, we wouldn't be able to be here.
Right. Why don't we have this discussion on June 5th when the chair is here? Also, can you, like, put a little note so we put it on the agenda?
Room 215.
Right, so next.
On the 5th, we will be in 215.
Okay, 2 o'clock.
And then moving forward, they'll have the discussion on time. I don't think a 9 a.m. will work for Ms. Johnson.
Right, so we have to discuss that.
Right, and Ms. Howell. I don't know if 9 a.m. would work for Ms. Howell as well.
Right.
Yeah, I just won't be here.
Right, exactly. And that's not productive, I don't think.
You're not off the bus yet?
No, but for meetings, though, I don't come to help them, but, you know, I can. I don't come.
Second motion. She's gonna make a motion in the meeting.
Yeah, I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
I don't think I get to vote.
Hey, who seconded that?
I did.
Oh, okay.